Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 on your AM dial. We are streaming at the WFHR website. You can also go to civicmedia.us, check out archived versions of the show in podcast form, all of the shows that we offer here on WFHR and throughout the Civic Media Network. Go check that out as well. If you're listening online, thanks for joining us there. If you're listening the old-fashioned way, welcome, everyone. This is the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items to your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events coming up here throughout the month of December, lots of holiday stuff coming up. That's exciting. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. Anything else under this nice, bright, sunshiny, though a bit brisk day? Let's just put it that way. But I'm enjoying the sun today. I'm not going to complain too much about the cold air because the sun is great. Throughout the show here today, we're going to be taking your calls, of course. We're going to talk some sports, some local sports here, not only what's been on these airwaves, what's coming up on the airwaves with our sister station as well on WIRI. We've got some River Kings hockey coming up next Friday at home, and I got 4 tickets here to get you to go to the game on Friday. We'll be giving those away sometime during the hour as well. And don't forget that after Over the Back Fence for today, we have the second hour of the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim the Polka Guy will take you through an hour of polka music from 12 to 1. Can't wait. Now, this is on twice a day on Saturdays now, everyone. Don't forget, also at 7 a.m. This is a regular thing now. This is forever. Well, at least for as long as we can, 7 a.m. and 12 p.m., the Sunshine Polka Show. We finally, I don't know why it took us so long to get it on twice a day on Saturday. I really don't. But we're happy to do it now. Tim put together a great show for today, and we hope you enjoy that. Coming up a little bit later today at 12:30 on WFHR, we have Wisconsin men's basketball interstate rivalry game. They're playing Marquette. And if you're a Marquette fan, you are going to want to tune into WFHR because, of course, we will not be playing that on WIRI, where we usually play our Marquette games, just on WFHR today. But that's going to be at 2:30. But then later on in the day today on WIRI at about 3:55 p.m., the Lincoln High School girls basketball team will be hosting Menasha. And some of these Wisconsin names, I don't know. I still haven't gotten them right yet. Menasha, Randy, and Don will be carrying that game today on WIRI. Very exciting. Get to play more high school sports on WIRI. Stay tuned for that. We are very excited to include that as well. So let's keep this going here. I wanted to talk a little bit more sports here as we start our Over the Back Fence. And please, feel free to call up 424-2600 at any time during the show when I'm talking about stuff here. Call up. Let me know if you're buying or selling or what it is you want to talk about. That's what the show is all about. Looking at the game that we broadcast here on WFHR last night, we had the Wisconsin men's hockey team taking on the rivalry in Michigan. Michigan ranked number 5 in the nation in hockey this year. Well, guess what? The Badgers took them down last night 6-3, convincing victory there, and it's very exciting, and they're going to be playing them again tonight. We will not be carrying it on our airwaves, but tune in. The Badgers doing pretty good right now, so keep tuned for that. Next weekend, they have another big rivalry series against the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. So that's very cool. The Badgers continuing on here. Of course, we've got more basketball coming up. We've got more hockey coming up. So stay tuned for all of that. Right now, before I go into any more sports, let's take our first caller of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have two drum sets for sale. One is the Verve brand full drum size. It's red in color, and we're asking for $200 for that.
Okay.
And I also have a CB Percussion Junior drum set, which is black in color, and we're asking $150 for that.
Okay, and how can they get a hold of you?
The phone number to call would be 715-305-7440, and I live in Plover.
Okay, thank you for that little bit of information, 305-7440.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Got a couple of drum sets for sale. That's very cool. If you're interested in that, want to get started on your career as a rock drummer, or jazz, or whatever. Just get out there and do some drumming. 305-7440. Just a reminder, that is in Plover. So I'm guessing you have to go pick that up. That is where that is located. That's it. That's what it is, everyone. Easy as that. The caller gave a great example of how you do it on this show. 424-2600 is the number to call. So that was the Badgers last night doing some hockey. Let's go over to the River Kings, see how they are doing. We have not had a chance to talk much about the River Kings because they have had several away games, so I thought I'd catch everyone up on that. We're going to hold that for just a minute because it's time to take another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a problem, and I'm trying to get some help figuring out who may have been at a rock and mineral show over Labor Day weekend in Point. It was a small group, mm-hmm. and it was held in the parking lot at right off of R there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the guy we had talked to had taken our amethyst that we had gotten from a trip that we went to Canada
mm-hmm.
at Thunder Bay with the kids. And so we had all these chunks of amethyst, and he said he could polish them up for us, and we could get them back, and we didn't get his name.
Okay.
Apparently, he has a girlfriend who has a shop in Point,
okay.
downtown, and we talked to the Gem and Mineral people that have a rock shop, and it's not them.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking it may be an essential oils shop that may also have some rocks in it.
Okay.
But I'm stuck.
Okay.
So I'm hoping somebody can help us out.
Sure. If anyone has any information, what number can they call you at?
715-572-7242. 572-7242. Yep, that's it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for the call. Hopefully we can give you a hand with that. I do appreciate the calls like that. Wow. That's remarkable. If you have any information about this, that would be greatly appreciated. Call 572-7242. That's area code 715 in the Stevens Point area, sounds like. So if you have any information, or you think you might have some information, please call that person up, because it sounds like they're kind of stuck here. So let's get it out over the airwaves here. Let's see if we can give them a hand. Let's show them what we do here in Central Wisconsin, how we help each other out. Moving back to the River Kings here, everyone. I just wanted to update on how things are going for them. They, of course, are in the Midwest West Division of the USPHL. And right now, they are sitting at number 4. They're 4th in the league with 24 points. Their record is 12-8, so they still have a winning record, which is very, very cool. They are playing again tonight on the road. But next Friday, they will be home on the 10th. And that's why we're going to give some tickets away a little bit later in the show today. We want to fill up the arena. We want to get as many people there as we can. Of course, we will be broadcasting it on our sister station, 105.5 WYRI. We have Mark and Don working that game. It's going to be a lot of fun if you can't make it in person. But, of course, we encourage everyone, go check it out. There's nothing like a live hockey game. It's a lot of fun. Even if you've never been to a hockey game before, you know nothing about hockey, check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. I can guarantee you'll have a good time. But dress warm. Just make sure you dress warm. All right, let's take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. Say, I've got a wheelchair from my mother-in-law and a walker and a cane that I would love to give to somebody or donate to somebody if they need it. Mm-hmm. My address is 1041 Wittrock Avenue, and my phone number is 715-315-0854, and we will be home for a couple hours if somebody's interested.
All right, 315-0845, the number?
0854.
Oh, 0854. Oh, I did. I wrote it down right, but I said it wrong, so I did have it right. And then the address is 141 Wittrock.
1041.
Oh, my gosh. I am having a hard time right here. Okay, 1041. I did write that one down wrong. That's why I double-check. All right, thanks so much for the call.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Looks like he's got several items here for people who are in need of more mobility, wheelchair, walker, that sort of thing, giving them away. So he's going to be at his house at 1041 Wittrock Avenue. If you'd like to call ahead to see exactly what it is, 315-0854. I think I said it right that time. 0854 is the number to call if you are interested. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have a snowblower for sale. It's an older snowblower, and it's a 8 horsepower, 26 inch, whatever that means. It has a bad starter, my husband says, but once it's started, then it works well.
Okay.
And it comes with one of those, we accessorize it with one of those snow cabs to protect, you know, when you're pushing, you're protected with snow blown at you.
Right.
And we're asking $75 for it, and our phone number is 715-570-8499.
570-8499.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Appreciate all the calls, everyone. This is great. Snowblower for sale. Get ready for the snow that will be coming. I know we had a little bit last night. Not a lot, but it's just a reminder. The big snows will be a-coming soon. 570-8499, the number to call if you're interested in that snowblower. Once again, one more, touch a little bit more on the River Kings because they are coming home again on Friday. And that, I believe, is going to be the last home game of the year before we switch over into January and the rest of the season, of course. We'll be having several more home games coming up that we'll be talking about. We'll be giving tickets away and everything and broadcasting, of course, on WIRI. So go support them. They're doing pretty good this year. Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to mention about the River Kings today. And I'll get to that in just a second, but let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have today for sale a men's large. The brand name is Pendleton, 100% wool coat. I'd like to sell for $50. And we had Beanie Babies from the mid-1990s to the late 1990s, $10 a piece. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great weekend. We've got a coat for sale. Nice sounding coat, by the way. And some Beanie Babies from the day, from when they were hot in the 90s. Yes. $10 each for those. 423-3396, the number to call if you're interested in either one of those items. Yes. Thank you, everyone. Keep the lines busy. I did want to mention here, Lucas Bryan, the goaltender for the River Kings, won the Midwest West Division Player of the Month for November. That's very cool. Very, very cool. So congratulations to Lucas, and we hope he continues his success going forward here and the River Kings in general. We'd love to support our Kings up and down the river. So remember that for next weekend when they're back home. All right, another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale a grocery bag full of women's sweaters of size medium to large for $10. And space heater for $10. And my phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a couple of items for sale here. A bag of sweaters, women's sweaters, and a little space heater. 991-0242 if you are interested in any of those items. And, of course, We love it if anyone finds anything here, or if someone actually buys something from you through this show. We love to hear about it. Let us know. We love to hear success stories as well. 424-2600 is the number to call. We are almost up to a break here, everybody. But before we do that, I just wanted to one more thing. I didn't want to talk about it. I'll talk about that later. I'm not going to do that yet. Coming up here, we'll also talk about some programming coming up for next week. We've got some really great interviews coming up on Morning Magazine that I want to touch on before the end of the show here today. But all right, let's go ahead right now. Let's go ahead, take our break. When we come back, we'll get into our mailbag items, our news and notes, our calendar of events throughout central Wisconsin here, and, of course, more of your phone calls. This is Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Joy to the world.
Yeah, let's play a little Christmas music as we come back here to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday, everybody. I put these bumpers in, and why can't I use them for my show? Let's do it. Yeah. James doesn't get all the fun. So, and getting you the Christmas spirit, of course. It is December after all, everybody. And we want to talk about, if you want to talk about events, Christmas events coming up, holiday events coming up here in December, we want to talk about that as well. Right now, we're going to get into our mailbag items and our news and notes. But first, before we do that, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. And I have some beautiful German construction toys for the young kinder. They're made by Bruder, Bruder. They're 1/16 scale, meaning they're large. They're great for the little ones mm-hmm. on up until probably 8 to 10 years old. There's a large crane, a road grader, a tracked skid steer, a fire engine, and I'm trying to think what else is in there. In any event, they're all like new, mm-hmm. and they're actually listed on Craigslist. If you go to Wausau or Appleton and type in Bruder, Bruder, you can see pictures of them. I'd like $200 for all. That's quite the deal, and be a great gift for those folks. Mm-hmm. The granddaughters played with them as much as the boys.
Of course.
It's not just gender specific.
That's right.
So the number is 920-222-1363, and I live in Port Edwards.
Okay. All right. Thank you for all of that. Just double check the number, 920-222-1363.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day, and hopefully, happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. That was wonderful. Thanks for that call. Now, that really put me in the Christmas spirit. And you can get a wonderful toy set for some special person in your life. And looks like it's a construction set. Sounds really very cool. So if you're interested in that, 920-222-1363. 1363, the number. He lives in Port Edwards, just as a little note on that. So, all right, let's grab another phone call here while we're at it. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yep, good morning. I have some items for sale. First, I have about 25 total issues of Gun Digest, just $1 a piece, or if you take all of them, $20, and they start in year 1964.
Wow.
And go through about 2011. There's a few things missing in there, of course.
Of course.
Okay? And then I have two pair of men's bibbed overalls. The striped variety is brand new with tags, and the denim, kind of a washed denim, has been slightly used, and so they're not new with tags. Both are size 48. The new striped is marked 4832, and the denim are 4830.
All right.
And my phone number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. We got some old issues of Gun Digest. We've got some slightly used overalls. If you're interested in either of those, 423-4822, the number to call. All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm loving the calls today. Gets the hour going here. Gets the hour going. So before we quick jump into our mailbag items here, I do want to, we got a message from a listener about some scams that are going around here. And I think we want to, we talked about this a little this week on the morning show about scams and about some reporting that Melissa did on a specific scammer in the area here. So we do want to talk a little bit about some other things that are going on as well. So we will, in just a minute here, we will share those stories that were sent in by a listener. Thank you very much, by the way, the listener who sent those in. We do appreciate that. But before we do that, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale the 2002 Bombardier. Now, that's the same company that makes Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And the model is a Trackster. It's a four-wheeler, has four-wheel drive, step-through seat. It's even got a winch. It's got under 500 miles, electric start, stored inside. Inside, excellent condition. $2,800 or best offer. Phone 715-424-1058. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Got a snowmobile, a four-wheeler made by a snowmobile company for sale. And if you're interested in taking a look at that, 424-1058 is the number to call. So let's quickly go to this scam report. There's a scam report that's been going around in Rapids. A senior neighbor told her that she received a call from a male using her grandson's name that stated he was in the hospital with a facial injury, specifically stitches to lips and another facial injury after running a red light, I'm guessing being in an accident. He was requesting money to use on lawyer's expenses. The caller used her actual grandson's name. She did not fall for the line, and she asked, "What's your middle name?" And he hung up. Excellent. That was excellent. If you can find information that only your relative would know. Now, that doesn't. Now the middle name may not always work, but there's always other things. Question, please, question. If you're not sure about it, double check. Call the person. If you don't have their number, call their someone related to them. They can give you an update about how the person is. Just remember, this has been going around a lot lately. This is a scam. So double check, always double check to see, make sure it's true or not. Another one that's going around is a call from a sweepstakes program where if she gives money, there's the rub there, she can become a winner. She refused, and then the caller got belligerent and swore, used very bad words against her. So, and please don't, like they said here, you need to screen calls and don't give them the time of day. I agree 100% because anytime there's a sweep, if they call you about a sweepstakes and they say you have to pay money, that is a scam. That is a scam. So, and please, one thing that we talked about on the morning show earlier this week, don't feel ashamed if you do happen to get caught up in one of these. Don't feel ashamed. These people they cast a wide net and they just try to find even very, very intelligent people have been taken in by these scams. So don't be ashamed of this if it has happened. Let other people know. Help them out. That's okay. They're not going to judge you. So thank you for the listener who sent that in. Appreciate that information. So keep an eye out, everybody. Make sure you're a little suspicious of those phone calls. Going to the mailbag now, we have someone looking for a door safety baby gate. The taller, the better. It's for a cat, so she doesn't go upstairs. I like that. I like that little bit of information. So they're looking for a baby gate, a tall one, so the cat can't go upstairs. If you have that, they're looking to buy it. 715-630-0190. 715-630-0190, the number to call if you have that. Then we have for sale, similar to Legos, they've got lock blocks, a 200-piece set of that. It's in the original package, has not been used. It's like new. They're asking $6 for that. If you're interested, another great present here. This is something, and well, I'll get to this in just a minute after I wrap up this the mailbag here. These lock blocks, 200-piece set, in original packaging, $6, 715-424-2216, 424-2216. I want to put out there For all of our regular and for anyone who's tuning in to Over the Back Fence, if you have items that you think would make good gifts for someone, I am a big proponent of regifting. Not because you're cheap or anything like that, but I think if you're not, if you have something that you're not getting any use out of, and you know, and of course it's up to you if it's regular shape or any good shape or anything like that, or if it's new in the package, that kind of thing. Boy, I tell you, it's a great way to reuse items. And I think that's something we should all try to strive for, especially in Christmas time when we get all this new stuff and everything, all these new items and everything. Why not think of finding something different, finding something like that? So be a little inventive, be a little creative with your Christmas gifts. So I would say if you have something like that that you want to sell or if you're looking for, call up 424-2600 right up through Christmas. And we'll see what we can help you out with. I think that's really cool. I think we should do more of that. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, it's very, very simple. If you're in the area here on the west side of Wisconsin Rapids, 1690 2nd Avenue South, that's our address. Drop it off in person. Our regular business hours are 9 to 4. Pam will be there, and she will be glad to take your items there. A limit of 3. We do want to tell you that. We want to make sure you remember that. But while you're here, you can say hi to everybody. You can take a tour if you haven't seen the inside of the building that we've been in for almost a year. Whew. Crazy. That's crazy. Can't believe we've been here for a year almost. We'd love to see you. Or if you want to just email, you can email it to otbf@wfhr.com. We'll get your items that way as well. Again, a limit of 3, and make sure you include your contact information so we can read it out over the airwave so people can get a hold of you and get that item that you want to sell or that you want to buy. All right, let's move on to our community events that are happening this week and going forward here in the holiday season. Can't wait. Lots of great stuff coming up here. We have today going on right now a craft sale at 258 Oak Drive in the town of Rome. It's going until 5 o'clock tonight. 10% of every sale will be donated to the Alex C. Dove Foundation. Very, very cool. So if you want to help out not only a great foundation, but get some crafts, get some holiday stuff ready to go, head on down to Rome today at 258 Oak Drive. And for until 5 o'clock, they're having a craft sale. That's very cool. Check it out. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is inviting everyone to the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. That kicks off tonight with their holiday parade. Yes, it's so much fun. That's going to be starting at 5:15 p.m. There's another craft fair going on today as well. It's going on until 3 p.m., and that's located at the Nakusa Area Community Center. That's very cool. The parade, of course, if you want some more information about that. It starts at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library on Bueller Avenue and ends at Goodfellas Pizza. After the parade, head over to Riverside Park and enjoy the drive-through light display, as well as the Light Up the Sky fireworks that start promptly at 6:30 p.m. And, of course, visits from Santa. Visits from Santa going on all through December. We'll get to that in just a minute. The drive-through holiday light display will be running from dusk to dawn until January 31st, all throughout the month of December. So go check it out. That is a great holiday tradition. My family hasn't been in the area very long, but this has already become one of our traditions. We really appreciate it, and we really love the lighting displays that they have there. And if you can't make it on Saturday, we have more Santa Claus visits you can sign up for. You can go and do at Riverside Park. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there, including this Sunday, tomorrow from 5 to 7. And then next week on the 8th and the 11th, Thursday and Sunday, 5 to 7. All these days are 5 to 7, by the way. That's the time. Then again on Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th, Saturday and Sunday the 17th and 18th, 5 to 7. Every one of those days, you can go check out Santa. Tell him what you want. Say hi. And enjoy getting into the Christmas spirit. We thank everyone who does participate in the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. It's going to be a lot of fun starting tonight. Dress warm. It's going to be cold. Do want to let everyone know about some blood drives, blood donation opportunities that are coming up in our areas in central Wisconsin here. Lots of them coming up, and this is a good time of year to do that. In the season of giving, why not donate a little bit of blood? So we have, starting on Monday in Plover, the Plover Municipal Building, woo, tongue-tied there, 2400 Post Road, is having one on Monday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's at the Plover Municipal Building. Then on Tuesday in Wisconsin Rapids at the McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then looking ahead to Thursday in Marshfield, the Marshfield Clinic Health System YMCA, 410 West McMillan Street. That's the Marshfield Clinic Health System YMCA from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have a few more coming up here a little bit later that we do want to highlight as well, because we have another one coming up on the 12th in Amherst at Peace Lutheran Church, 293 South Main Street. That's from 12 to 5 p.m. And we'll, of course, go over that again. If you are in the Stevens Point area, you have a lot of opportunities to donate some blood, including this week. We have starting on Monday and Tuesday at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street, excuse me. That's from 12 to 6:15 both days. And then on Thursday, you can do it at the Blood Donation Center, but also it will be another blood drive will be happening at St. Paul's United Methodist at 600 Wilshire, and that's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So there's tons of opportunities, everybody, to give some blood this holiday season. And, we all know how important it is, and we are very thankful. Anyone who can do it, of course, we give you an attaboy and say thank you very much for donating. Looking ahead to this week, we have some really cool events happening through the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Starting on Monday, we've got a take your new cry cut out of the box and see how much fun it is to create. This Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., the amazing Amy Weiler will guide you from the beginning and go over the basics like design space, SVGs, supplies, materials, blade depth, pressure, print to cut, and much more. You will be much more comfortable turning on your machine and making projects. That is a CryCut machine. Registration is now open at wr.activityreg.com. Or give the Parks and Recreation Department a call, 421-8240. 715-421-8240. Class location is the Lowell Center Computer Room in the Centralia Center. So, get some computer knowledge there. It sounds like a lot of fun. Then on Tuesday, December 6th, by popular demand, your child can make a beautiful dream catcher with the talented Mary Beth Severin. The class is from 6 to 7 on Tuesday. All supplies are provided. You may register online, of course, at wr.activityreg.com or give the Parks and Recs Department a call. And that is located also at the Lowell Center Art Room in the Centralia Center. They do ask that you pre-register for that. So either call or go online and register. And then on Thursday, another great event happening. We have got Christmas rock painting. Oh my gosh, that sounds like fun. Christmas, join Rockin' in Rapids administrator and awesome artist Susan Squirrel Miller. Interesting nickname, Susan. I don't know if you if someone gave you that nickname, but I like it. I like it. Let's go with it. A super fun class where you receive several rocks to paint while Susan instructs you on how to make them beautiful. How cool is that? This on Thursday from 6 to 7. Registration is now open. Again, same website, wractivityreg.com, or you can give the Parks and Recs Department a call at 715-421-8240. Class is once again located at the Lowell Arts Art Room in the Centralia Center. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of fun stuff coming up for that. Think of the gifts you can give. Make yourself some gifts for people. They will love them. They will love them. I can guarantee it. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more news and notes, calendar of events coming up this coming week. And more of your phone calls, everybody, 424-2600. The lines have gotten a little quiet, so come on, bring me some more. I want some more calls here on WFHR. You are listening to Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, singing, Andy.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs right there. You know I had to put it in the bumpers. Sorry, it's pure nostalgia too. My parents had a couple of Andy Williams records, Christmas records back in the day, and that was one we listened to a lot. So it's nostalgia for me. I hope you enjoyed as well, though, everybody. Thanks for joining me today on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items. Christmas gifts, why not? Let's throw that out there as well. We're going to continue on here now through our news and notes and calendar of events. Lots of really cool stuff happening this week that we do want to remind everybody about. On Wednesday the 7th, the 40th annual Pearl Harbor Day Remembrance will be happening here in Wisconsin Rapids. Please join the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and the Fleet Reserve Association Branch 238 in remembering and honoring a date which will live in infamy. It's coming up on Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. That's VFW Post 2534, located at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. The ceremony is open to the public to attend, of course, and there will be food and drink to follow after the ceremony. We can honor those who lost their lives. We can honor those who survived afterwards and having to deal with the trauma of such an awful day. So let's go. It's the 40th anniversary. Yeah, that's kind of amazing. Pearl Harbor Day Remembrance going on at the VFW Post 2534, Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Also on Wednesday, if you want to have a little bit of fun and join in and helping out the Elks Lodge number 693 here in Rapids, go do play some bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's a lot of fun. You know bingo. You know how much fun it is. Go check it out. Moving on to Thursday, now we got a couple of things happening on Thursday that we want to point out. First of all, of course, the Neighborhood Table will be providing their to-go meals like they do every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 at 411 Garfield Street in Rapids. Of course, a limited number of meals are available. Make a reservation by going online to theneighborhoodtable.org. If you have no internet access, call 715-422-1980. Leave your name and phone number and number of meals you would like. It's a very cool, of course, we love a cool event because we love all of our friends at Focus, which the Neighborhood Table is a part of, SWEPS and the Backpack Program. And we appreciate all the volunteers there as well. Give them a big shout out. A couple of fun events happening, Christmassy type events happening starting on this week. Let me get my computer going here. There we go. All right. Including a show that, by the way, is almost sold out. So you're going to have to go and check to see if tickets are still available. But we do want to continue to talk about it. Coming up on Wednesday, we have a Rocky Mountain Christmas Remembering John Denver with Ted Vigil. Now, if you go online and take a look at a picture of Ted Vigil, he looks exactly like John Denver. It is uncanny. And if you want to show him and he sounds like it, if you've had a chance to go online, listen to him sing the vocal. I mean, it's amazing. Go ahead and get your tickets for this show at the PAC. Of course, people do miss John Denver. And all the Christmas specials he used to do, of course. Ted Vigil is doing his best to pay homage. One of America's greatest John Denver tribute artists, Ted has been performing John's music all over the U.S. for many years. During Rocky Mountain Christmas, you'll be treated to Ted's gift for music, along with his polished and energetic performing style. You'll experience a warm and delightful evening through some of the world's most popular music. Ted his physical and musical resemblance to John Denver is absolutely remarkable. So bring the whole family. It's a great uplifting experience. And so we also want to put out there where you can get tickets, of course. You can get them online at savorthearts.org. Tickets for adults are $35. Students are only $10. And we are... you can also go, of course, to in person to the Arts Council. Get your tickets that way as well. I don't have the address up here. Where's the address? Oh, there it is. You can call 715-424-ARTS. That's 424-2787 to get your tickets there as well. The Arts Council, of course, is located at 1041 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. You can pick up tickets. If you need some assistance, you can pick up tickets there as well during their normal office hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's sell that place out. It's going to be very cool. We also have some more performances happening. That's right. It's starting on Friday. A Miracle on 34th Street. It's almost here, everyone. It's so exciting. On the 9th and the 10th, coming up on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, you can go and see Miracle on 34th Street, directed by Sue Edgren. May have a couple of family members in there. For me, anyway. You've heard me talk about it already. So that's going to be opening up this weekend. We had a note that the pre-sale is already very good for this show, and we're very excited. So go check it out. Go online to wrctheater.org. You can buy your tickets right online there for both Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, the next week, we've got the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, more performances at 7, plus a special matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock. So get your tickets now, everybody. It's going to be a really fun show, really going to get you into the Christmas spirit. It's a great story. If you've ever seen the movie, you know how much fun it really is. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit about the Rocky Mountain thing with Ted, John Demmer type.
Yep.
I got my ticket on Thursday. There was only four left after I left there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that. That's good to know.
It's not Wednesday. It's on Thursday.
Thursday the 8th, correct. If I said Wednesday, yeah, I misspoke.
But you mentioned Wednesday on radio.
Yeah, it's actually on the 8th on Thursday. Yeah. So, yeah, I misspoke there. So, but you can get on the waiting list, too, if you haven't gotten any tickets yet.
All of his career, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You're not the only one. There's a lot of people that remember him fondly, especially his holiday specials. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for giving me that information. I did misspoke, I said it was Wednesday. It's actually Thursday the 8th, not Wednesday. So just keep that in mind, everyone. So check and see if there's still any tickets available for that show. We need to take a break right now, everyone. I'm running out of time here. And during the break here, I have four tickets right now for the River Kings game. Any River Kings game for the rest of the season. We got one coming up on December 10th. Why not go to that one? Four tickets. Complimentary tickets here. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days at WFHR, call up right now during the break. 424-2600. We'll get you these four tickets to the River Kings. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go see a hockey game in Wisconsin Rapids to support the River Kings up and down the river. We'll take a break right now. We'll be right back and wrap up the show here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, which is locally grown radio. Little Christmas Chicago music here for everybody. Love that horn line to open up this one. Oh, getting in this Christmas spirit, everybody. Hope you're getting in there, because I certainly am, even without snow. I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot of fun Christmas stuff coming up. Of course, the Rocky Mountain Christmas on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday. We've got Miracle on 34th Street, What's Not to Like. As we wrap up the show here, just remember, the Sunshine Polka Show is coming up right after this. So excited. Can't wait to hear what Tim has in store for us today. We will be back again next week on Over the Back Fence, because there's not much football going on anymore. So we should be able to have a regular schedule now from now on. Occasionally a basketball game might preempt us, but I don't think it's going to happen all that much. Speaking of basketball, stay tuned at 2:30 today. Wisconsin is playing Marquette. The interstate rivalry continues. Both teams playing very well right now. So that's going to be a fun game to check out at 2:30. This is on WFHR, then later on WYRI. Some local high school sports. The Lincoln High School girls basketball team will be hosting Menasha. 3:55, Randy and Don on the call on that one. Some more high school sports coming your way. We got lots more lined up throughout the season on WYRI. So go check it out on that as well. A couple of more notes about stuff coming up this week over these airwaves. We have some interesting interviews coming up for James on Morning Magazine. On Tuesday, part one, Congressman Ron Kind will be joining James on these airwaves as he wraps up his final term as a representative of this area. It'll be interesting to hear about his experience, what it's like to finally be wrapping up his career as a congressman from the 3rd District. So tune in for that. Also, second on the part two, the Southwood County YMCA will be coming in here, talk some stuff about Christmas and events going on there. That is presented by Tri-City Services. Let's take one more phone call here while we got a couple of minutes. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have two ladies' winter ski jackets in excellent condition. They're hooded, size large, $20 each, and a brand-new Green Bay Packers jacket would be nice for a Christmas gift, size medium for $25. And they can phone 715-886-4677. If no answer, leave message.
All right, 886-4677.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Some jackets for sale, some ladies' jackets, and a nice Packer coat. Like she said, good regifting. Let's get a good Christmas gift for somebody. 886-4677. Continuing on here in the last couple of minutes that we have for the show today, we have on Wednesday, the Wood County Sheriff's Department will be in with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media to record it for the entire hour on Wednesday. Always good to catch up with the Sheriff's Department. On Thursday, we've got the University of Wisconsin Extension, Wood County, with Jasmine Carbajal. I think I said that right. She will be joining James on Thursday. And then on Friday, lots of fun. The Historic Point Boss with Mike Hittner will be in. Always fun to talk to Mike. And then Visit Wisconsin Rapids in part two. More stuff about the upcoming Christmas festivities in the area. Thanks, everybody, for calling in today. Lots of calls. Thank you for making this hour go by so fast. We'll be back again next week from 11 to noon. And Over the Back Fence, get your stuff together for that. Don't forget to fill up the mailbag during the week as well. Get that stuff to Pam. Get that stuff to the email, otbf@wfhr.com. Also, just have a great weekend for the rest of the weekend. Enjoy getting ready for Christmas. We'll be talking a lot about that in the coming weeks ahead. So get used to it, everyone. Christmas bumpers galore and more Christmas music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, anyway, this is Seth signing off today from Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.